Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, otherwise we would have reported him having a head injury. I mean, that's why the NFL has these protocols, and there's not, like, every single NFL game that is played, there's an independent specialist that specializes in the specialty of brain matter. Yeah, for me, as long as I'm coaching here, you know, I'm not going to fudge that whole situation. If there's any sort of inclination that someone has a concussion, they go into concussion protocol, and it's very strict. Yeah, if people don't vary or stray, we don't mess with that. Never have, and as long as I'm the head coach, that will never be an issue that you guys have to worry about.
There's Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel with some of his comments after the game last night after Tua Tagovailoa went off with the head injury. He is in concussion protocol.
Before we get to calls, real quick point here I want to ask you, and I'll keep it quick. The independent person.
Yes. I don't have the official title. I'll look it up. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. You don't need it. I'm just – is it the same as, in a way, the independent person that was going to punish Deshaun Watson? And by that I mean – the NFL has this person to remove their own responsibility. Hey, what do you want us to do? This is an independent person. And granted, the league can put their thumb on the scale of what that independent. But here's Mike McDaniel. That defense he gives is reasonable. What do you want me to do? Right. I'm a football coach. I'm not a brain person. And there is a person in there that would have told us he's okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the NFL gets to remove itself by adding a layer of an independent doctor, neurologist, whatever.
Right. I'm going to guess that's a legal and visual thing. Legally, visually to remove the hole. The team doctor doesn't care about the player's health and safety. He just wants them to go back in so his team wins the football game. And legally protects the NFL, I assume, from possible lawsuits. Hey, we have an independent neurologist. Yeah, right. I don't know. I don't know. My big thing was, Jeremy, I always felt, why do they do that? So we don't have a discussion of, well, sure, what are the team doctors going to say? They're going to say the guy's cleared to go back in the game. They got to win the football game. The independent person doesn't work for the Dolphins. He doesn't work for the Bills. He's an independent neurologist, so that clears the discussion of, are they really looking out for the best interests of the players when they go to the locker room for a concussion evaluation? Let's get some calls. Well, actually, thanks for holding on, everybody. Let's go to Brad in Lackawanna. Brad, go right ahead, sir. Welcome.
Oh, hey, what's up, guys? I just called because I had a couple concussions over the last couple years. I got T-boned like 2 years ago at like 90 miles an hour by someone that was leaving a bar. I was on my way to get gas before work in the morning. And then I didn't even realize, but like I had like some spinal injuries, like some herniated discs or whatever they discovered. So earlier this year, I actually was driving and another guy cut me off. My airbag didn't deploy. My head went off the steering wheel. And so a few days went by and just something wasn't right. And I started feeling real dizzy. And then like I would feel okay. And then the next time it would be worse and worse and worse. And it was progressive. I'm still battling it now. It's like I got on a carnival ride and I never got off. And when I seen him lock up like that fencing motion, I've actually literally been walking like with something in my hand. I've dropped it. I've called my neighbor that I've known for years by the wrong name. Didn't even realize it and wondering why he's mad at me. And just been going through like a ton of stuff. I'm going to dent neurology for it now. And it's pretty serious stuff. Like, I don't even wish it on my worst enemy. I mean, I had full-blown seizures I've had. Like, it's completely changed my life. And I'm just now, like, starting to get a little bit better from it. But that second concussion syndrome is, like, what I'm battling now. And I don't know. Like, things that I miss at times, I stutter sometimes, and it's just like, I don't wish that on anyone. So for him to be cleared to play right away, like, I don't think, like, I think that visually they might see he might feel okay for the next few days, but the effects that it might have in the coming days and weeks, like, could be catastrophic if he, even if he were to play and get hit again, in my opinion. I mean, I'm 9 months in, you know?
And that's why, I mean, did you, were you watching last night as it happened live?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's, like, as someone that's going through that and has gone through that, did you find the updates that they were giving? I understand, like, these networks, what are they supposed to do? But when they say, like, hey, it's okay, he's got movement and he's conscious, I thought, that doesn't really tell anybody any story about his state.
Right, yeah. No, they probably just didn't have, they probably just don't have anyone on hand or something that maybe might be knowledgeable enough in it to speak on it. And I think a lot of places, they probably take things, like, when it comes to medical stuff, a little bit more seriously, not to jump to conclusions or put things out there. I mean, I could see probably from their perspective why they might not have covered it like that. But the fact that, like, I think in both hits, I don't even think it was so much the blow to the head, because I had a spinal injury from the first car accident. I think that, like, it could be he did have a back injury, and whatever's in his back, in his spine, might be, like, creating the problem. He might be getting hit in a certain place in his back that might be creating the problem with his head. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In my opinion. So, yeah. I don't know. Hopefully that helps you guys out.
Yeah,
you know?
No.
Thanks, yeah.
And hopefully everything, we're glad you seem to be getting a little better. But, Brad, yeah, hopefully everything can get back to normal for you.
I felt like I've been on a carnival ride literally for the last 9 months.
Wow. Well, good luck with everything.
Thanks, Brad.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
I know when Jonathan had a concussion when he was in high school, Jeremy, he had a concussion. I don't know if it was hockey or lacrosse. It doesn't matter. He had a concussion, and, like, immediately, like, you know, he didn't, obviously didn't play the rest of the game. And then the next day it was a follow-up with the doctor or the people, the medical staff in the school. They immediately told him, you're not doing anything for at least a week. And they did send him, I think it was Dent as well. And I know they sent him somewhere ASAP, because I took him over there. And he had to go to Dent, UB, whoever, somebody, to go through a complete neurological exam, filling out paperwork, answering questions, doing tests. And he had to actually pass that before he could even go back and do any kind of light exercise and ramp up and work his way back to returning to the ice or the lacrosse field, whatever it was. So they, as a parent, I was impressed that they had clear-cut protocols. They acted on it right away. They had the right people involved. And you're going, you know, you're first off, you're not playing. You're not doing anything. You're not practicing with the team. Go get fully, go see a neurologist and get an examination ASAP. So that was, anyway, those were good guidelines, I assume. I don't know if that was a school thing or a state thing or whatever, but those were pretty solid guidelines. Let's see. We left up over. Oh, sorry. Hang on. Let's go to Walter in Toronto. Thanks for holding on, Walter. Go right ahead.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I, as a parent whose son had a couple of minor concussions, there's a few truths about concussions, and we've learned that over the years. The first thing is every concussion needs time, and the 7 days is a minimum. And because time is such an important factor, you have to err on the side of caution. And that's why last week when he was hurt during the Bills game, they had to err on the side of caution because, yeah, you don't want a second concussion close to the first. You know, with my son's case and his hockey team, we had a baseline to start every player on before they even touched the ice.
Right, that's right. Yeah, I forgot about that. Yep.
Yeah, and the baseline is important.
Yep.
And then because, you know, brain injuries isn't an exact science, you need the time. And that's the bad look on I think, the Dolphins and the NFL. And I realize it's a multi-billion dollar industry. But at the end of the day, you know, we're dealing with people's lives. And I seeing Tua last night live like that, it's like, I'm glad I was the only one watching that because my family only watches when the Bills are playing, because that was scary. And right away I thought, you know, like that doctor that you cited, I forget his name, but I read his tweets, and he predicted it because it was as clear as day. I mean, the white elephant in the room is he should not have been on that field against the Bills and last night, because time is the key. My son was out for a month, and as a parent, I kept him out for another 2 weeks on top. And then when he got the second concussion, I said, okay, enough of contact hockey. And he's been it's been better, because at some point, you know, you got to make and you don't ask the athlete.
No,
all the
protocols,
right. You don't ask the athlete, because they all want to. My son wanted to play. He doesn't want to not play. I mean, Tua wants to play. So, anyways, it's not a good look. But I love your coverage, guys, and I continue to listen every morning. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks, Walter. And you're right, too. Again, in Jonathan's instance, it wasn't up to him. It wasn't up to a coach. It wasn't up to the AD. It was the medical people inside the athletic department and working in conjunction with the folks who did the neurological exam that made the final decision.
Let me throw a football take in if you've got space for it.
Oh, boy, we're super late. Go ahead, yeah.
Because you weren't watching the game last night. You know, you've seen a lot of the highlights.
Yeah.
And the story is the injury.
Yep.
Tua threw a pick.
See the pick, yeah.
Otherwise, he looks good.
Did he?
Yes.
Yeah.
That offense looks good.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked good last night.
It's looked good for three straight weeks. Well, 2.5 games now. Yeah.
Well, it's one of the things about, I mean, you've got a young quarterback here who has really had bad luck. I mean, he's left in Alabama mm-hmm. when they're up 35 points. It's the second quarter. So, you know, and that's when he injures his hip, which, of course, he's battled back from. Right. Here's a pair of concussions. You know, maybe the point that you make here about smaller quarterbacks and more susceptible to injury, but, I mean, head injuries come to everybody. But, I don't know. I thought he looked good.
Yeah.
And in the first half, before it happened, I was thinking we're going to be coming in today and saying they look like a real team. They really do. Lost in the Bills' defensive effort against the Dolphins is that Tua did miss a couple series.
Right.
And they stopped Bridgewater.
That's right. Maybe even a 3-and-out, I forget.
Yeah, and Bridgewater is, you know, he's an okay player, but I don't know, just Tua looked pretty good. And to see him knocked out, and who knows when we'll see him again, I mean, like, his life is obviously more important, but all this stuff about taking steps and the storylines that surround NFL quarterbacks, young quarterbacks, I mean, I was ready to come in today and say, if you're low on him,
mm-hmm.
you might be in trouble.
803-0550. If you're on hold, hang on. More of your calls coming up. Football Friday, WGR.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.